Well, the announcement today is actually a second cohort, a second group of teams that we are announcing as moving forward for the next 5 years. So this is five new teams, which add to the five teams that we announced last year. So we're funding 10 teams in the province to do interdisciplinary, interinstitutional research.
And how much money goes towards these five new teams?
So each team gets $1 million a year for up to 5 years. So for the five teams, that represents an investment of $25 million over 5 years.
Why are you doing it this way?
We're doing this way for a number of reasons. First of all, we know that there's a lot of capacity to do high-quality research in Alberta. The foundation has been involved for about 30 years in helping the institutions recruit individuals to the province. So we're taking advantage of that capacity for doing research by bringing these people together and building on the individual strengths to sort of get a more collective approach to more complex, more elaborate health issues, if you will. So individual research works very well. And it produces a lot of knowledge, but bringing people together, especially in this case, we bring people across disciplines and we bring people from different institutions in the province to work together to make sure that we maximize the potential impact on the health issues that they're interested in.
You initiated this program last year. What sorts of results are you getting out of your first set of teams?
Well, there's results at very many different levels. First of all, there's already some recruitments that have happened. So some of the teams have said, you know, we're still missing a little bit of expertise, so they brought people in from outside the province. Others have started to train people. So the training programs that some of these teams have put together have started to recruit new trainees. And some of the teams are starting to sort of recruit cohorts of patients, for example, to put forward their hypothesis and their questions as they move forward. So it's still early days because, again, these are large projects and large programs of activity. But the teams are well underway. They're all well managed. They're all well established. And we're hoping that within the next couple of years, we will see actually concrete results of that investment.
Well, looking at the five new teams that you've announced today, what are they? What are their areas that they're looking at?
So this team here is in neural prosthesis, and essentially they're working on the development of new devices, a new prosthesis that will enable people with spinal cord injury or people with diseases that affect their ability to their mobility or their ability to feel sensations to develop new approaches to helping patients get better mobility or enhance their mobility. There's a group also in the two universities that's looking at new treatments for diastolic heart failure. So a lot of heart failure is of a particular origin. They have noticed that there's a lot of diastolic heart failure in the province, and they're trying to find better diagnostics method to sort of look at these, and also at the same time new treatments. There's another group that looks at chronic disease, the management of chronic diseases. Again, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and look at how to better manage these diseases over the long-term care that is required. There's a group that's looking at sepsis. Sepsis is an infection that happens often when people go to hospital, get with complex surgeries, and if they get infected, sepsis is an infection that can spread throughout their bodies, and actually there's a high degree of mortality from sepsis in the province and across the country. So again, they're looking at better ways of defining what sepsis is all about and better ways to approach the treatments of sepsis. And the fifth team is in inflammatory bowel disease. And again, that's a big issue, not only in Alberta, but in Canada. And they're looking at new approaches to sort of understanding the contribution of the gut flora to inflammatory bowel disease, again, with the hope of developing better approaches.
How is it that you decide on what teams you're going to choose, what areas you'll focus on?
We don't decide a priori on the areas we're going to focus on. We basically ask the teams to make the case for themselves of how important the complex issue that they're trying to address is. And then we bring experts from outside of the province to look at all of the teams. We had 40 teams that were interested this year that put in letters of intent. They looked at the composition of the team. They looked at what they were proposing to do. They looked at the importance of the issue issue that we're trying to address and the feasibility of actually making an impact. And then basically we selected the teams based on excellence of the researchers, the complexity of the issue that they're trying to achieve, but also the feasibility of actually achieving something concrete within the first 5 years of funding these people. This is about a long-term investment. 5 years is a long term. But at the same time, it is about focusing on outcomes, on achieving differences in treatments and in policies and practice and levels of care within the context of the 5 year investment in those teams. So they're selected on the basis of the quality of that, the package that they send forward, if you will.
One of the things that I notice in these teams is they tend to bring together people from different cities in the province.
This is actually a crucial part of the team grant program. The foundation is a provincial organization. We feel we have a provincial responsibility to take advantage of the quality of the activity that we have in this province, and that means literally bringing together people from our different institutions. So we have high-quality research going on in Lethbridge, in Calgary, in Edmonton, and throughout the colleges in the province. And so we actually put in as a requirement that these teams are made up of people from different institutions to make sure that we actually take full advantage and catalyze the rapprochement, if you will, of people from these different institutions to work together so that at the end of the day, we have not only a very high quality team, but one of the best teams in the country because we've put together all the resources we have in the province. So that's very important to us, actually.
Thank you very much, Jacques.
You're welcome.